T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, the owner. Chuck Freeman has been covering my Green Bay Packers for 30 plus years. Congrats on a long, successful career. As always, we're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, talking some Brewers with you, and what a difference a week makes. It's all about results, man. I mean, think of where the Brewers were at the beginning of the week, sending down Keston Hira on Monday, drawing the ire from many a Brewer fan. They go out then the next day and get destroyed by the Marlins, 16-0. They lose. They lose big again the next night. They turn things around Thursday with a 5-1 win and then sweep the Pirates, a team that they used to have a lot of success against. Last couple of years has been a little more iffy, but the Brewers have now won 6 out of 7 against Pittsburgh. They won 4 in a row and 6 of their last 8. So as you see other free agent names, Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell get signed by other teams, as you see guys like Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar continue to be at the big league lineup for the Brewers despite their struggles, as you see guys continue to mash in the minor leagues like Keston Hira when they should be up here, the Brewers go out and win games, and they are in first place in the NL Central in a tie with the Chicago Cubs, who swept the Cardinals this weekend.
Yeah, great weekend. And, I think the Brewers will make some moves here in the night. I mean, they could get Marcus Stroman. I think that's a name that you're going to see surface a lot, because obviously the Blue Jays are going nowhere. And, that could be a guy who's going to be on a lot of radars out there. And maybe the Brewers get the, but hey, you're going to have to give up something, though. Are you willing to give up a Keston Hira? Maybe that's what it takes to get one of these guys. Are you willing to give one of those guys up?
I'll give up anybody in the system besides Keston Hira.
Okay. Well, I mean, who else do people want? I mean, is there anybody out there?
Zach Brown's a good minor league pitcher. Okay. Corey Ray. You could give away Joe's boy, Lucas Ersig.
Okay.
Bryce Terang.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a couple of weapons, I think, down there you could use. Corey Ray might be one of them. But, I mean, is that what teams are looking for?
I don't know. I don't know. And the problem,
they got to be looking for them, too.
And, too, I talked about this last year. When you have a guy in your system like Keston Hira, even if Corey Ray is an attractive piece, because you have a better attractive piece, people are going to want that attractive piece. So if Corey Ray was the top piece, if Keston Hira didn't exist, oh, sure, teams might be willing to do a Corey Ray for Marcus Stroman because he's your top piece. But when you have a different top piece, Corey Ray then looks like mincemeat compared to Keston Hira. Yeah. So sometimes that's at play, too. 414-799-1250. Chuck and I just having a little bit of a discussion about what area of this team, this Brewer team, needs to be addressed the most. If that's a question to motivate you to call, you're welcome to do so. 414-799-1250. You can also just call in and BS with us for the hell of it. Craig is in North Milwaukee. What's up, Craig?
Hi, Craig, on the north side.
No, I'm on the south side, actually.
Oh, but South Milwaukee.
South side, yeah. But here's the one thing that people forget. David Stearns last year was looking at they signed DeGrom for that long-term extension. I mean, if you get Noah on there, you could take a piece of, like, Corey Ray on that and trade it with some prospect. If you looked at his last three appearances and when his last performances, I mean, just look at that. Look at Noah. I mean, there were some off-question issues with him, and the Brewers are so interested. That's the one piece that I watched ESPN watching baseball tonight. Everybody forgets about this guy.
Noah Syndergaard? He's a player, and Callaway's talking about that. He's a player who's still growing as a player. as a pitcher. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think the Mets are trading him.
Great addition. That's a great addition.
I think the Mets look at it, man. They're not sellers. If the Mets were sellers, they get killed in New York. They're five games out of first place. They're a game under the 500 mark. Right now, they're not trading Syndergaard. I mean, there's a better shot of their manager getting fired than them trading Syndergaard.
Well, Syndergaard's got a dream contract. It's almost like the Christian Yelich contract, where he's making somewhere around $6 million, a couple years of arbitration left. He is going to command a haul.
Sure.
Even with the new GM over there in New York, he is going to command a haul. I don't see if we're going to entertain the Brewers going and getting Noah Syndergaard, they're going to have to give up Keston Hira. They're going to have to give up probably some pieces at the big league level. You would imagine like a Woodruff or a Corbin Burns or a Peralta.
But he's not a – I mean, Syndergaard can't even be on the market. He pitched great yesterday. And the Mets, I mean, if you're trading him, you're signaling to your fan base and everybody, well, we're done for the season at five games over the 500.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm the Mets, what I would trade Noah Syndergaard for.
Why would you? Why would you even trade him?
I'd probably trade him because if I can get a good return.
But he's a starting pitcher who's under team control, man.
No, I know. That's why I'm trying to figure out what I'd trade him for.
But, I mean, if we're looking for starting pitching, then the Mets are going to be looking for pitching. Why would they want to get rid of a guy who's an established good
pitcher? Right, they're not shopping him. I'm just trying to workshop what they trade him for.
I just think it would be impossible.
I'm trying to think if the Brewers could eat. Just we're entertaining it.
If
I'm the Mets, Syndergaard for Hira. Jeez, I don't see the Brewers. Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
Oh God, no.
Hira, Woodruff.
Yeah, why would
Peralta,
you do that? Why would you even do that?
Zach Brown.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Brewers, you're getting one of your established starters with Woodruff.
Yeah, that'd be way too much.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Anybody's available. It's just what the return is. I mean, if the Brewers said, we'll give you our whole 25-man roster.
Well, I mean,
for Noah Syndergaard. John is in Muskego. John, what's going on?
Hey, John.
Morning, boys. On my way to Chicago this morning, talking to Brewer Baseball.
You got a player.
A couple guys I'd like them to go see. Brewers to go out and get. I'd love to see them go get Granke. I think Granke would be nice and cheap. After watching Bumgarner yesterday, I don't think we need that in Milwaukee. But what about Snell from the Rays? I know he did an extension for the Rays, and I can't remember how. But what's the opportunity to
which guy Snell on the Rays?
I think his name is Snell. He was a real sudden.
Oh, Blake Snell.
Blake Snell, yeah.
Yeah, the Rays aren't going to. The Rays are certainly buyers.
Yeah. No, though, I think there's a better shot at getting Greinke out of Arizona and them unloading the rest of that contract.
What about a lefty starter and then some more reliever help, just based upon watching Claudio and that glove switch, you know, when he constantly shakes his glove? I mean, that guy is such a piece of work. I'd love to get rid of Claudio, even though we gave up a draft choice for him. Just get some nice reliever help, a nice first baseman, and one more starter.
Yeah, and I think all that's on the table with the Brewers. I think you'll definitely get some more relief help in here. They're not going to continue to go with that bullpen the way it is. They want to get some pieces around Jeffress and, obviously, our guy Hader. Knebel, man, he would have been – God, he's a big part of that. Would have been a big part of that bullpen. Again, that's a big loss. You still got to fill that hole, I think.
So do you want Zach Greinke?
Yeah. What's the contract on him?
I'll tell you what the contract is. It's insane.
It's like $35 million, isn't it?
Yes. $35 million this year, next year, and then 2021.
Well, Arizona would be welcome to trade that.
Do you see why I'm upset about last week now?
Well, no, hold on here a second. Well, think of Greinke, you might get them to pay for some of that contract. You know, sometimes when teams have a big contract like that, they're willing to chip in just to unload the salary.
Still, with Dallas Keuchel, it'll cost you $13 million to have him for 1 year, no prospects. With Craig Kimbrell, it'll cost you $15 million for 3 years, no prospects. To get Zach Greinke over, yeah, maybe Arizona gives you a little bit, but you're still going to be paying him at least $20 million out of your pocket, and you have to give up prospects. You had two guys sitting there all season where the most you would have had to give up was pick 113.
Which is no big deal.
Which I don't think is a big deal. No. And then now, if you get anybody you acquire from here on out, you're going to have to give up prospects.
Yeah, well.
The Brewers had a nice opportunity to not have to give up prospects and to still get new pieces. I don't know if people take that into consideration as much. Bill's in Iron River. What's up, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bart, relax. I've got all the confidence in our GM. He's going to go out and get what he needs. I understand what you're saying about giving up prospects, but we have no way of knowing if Keuchel and Kimbrel even wanted to come to Milwaukee. We don't know. Maybe they didn't want. And as far as Greinke goes, he wasn't happy here the last time.
Sure he was.
No, he wasn't.
Why wasn't he happy?
He wanted to get out of here. I mean, well, he kept. There was all kind of newspaper reports.
No, I think he was. I mean, he just wanted to get paid. He wanted to get paid. And
well, he got paid, but that didn't do the Diamondbacks much good, did it?
Well, he got paid eventually. I mean, he went to. Where'd he go to? He went to.
He went to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah. Wait, no, the Brewers traded him to. They traded him to the Dodgers? I'm trying to remember now. When they made that trade in 2013, they traded him to the Angels. That's where they traded him. They traded him to the Angels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got Segura out of the deal.
Up in Los Angeles on the big contract. I agree with Marcus Stroh on about some of those Toronto pitchers, I think, would be a nice fit up here in Milwaukee. But I think this team is on the verge, and I understand Bart's being upset that they didn't go get those guys, but we have no way of knowing if they were even in the hunt. So, I mean, as far as the organization, yeah, but those players probably wanted to go to someplace a little bit more like a Chicago and an Atlanta. So thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thanks, yeah, man. You too, Bill. Good to talk with you. There's been a few people that have said that to me when I've said, oh, I wish we could have got Kimbrel. I wish we would have got Keuchel. There's been a few people that have said, oh, you don't even know that they want if they would have wanted to come here. That's what we're saying now?
That could be one of the options. That could be one of the things too. Maybe they just didn't want to come. Yeah, I mean,
just what if? I understand there might be a Milwaukee tax.
Yeah,
you pay Kimbrel 15 in Chicago, you got to give him 17 to come live in this godforsaken city, which is very underrated.
Well, with Kimbrel, he might have just said, "Hey, I want to." Maybe he just wanted to play the Cubs all the while.
Did you know that Milwaukee is number four when it comes to where people retire?
Which is a little mind-boggling. Because nothing against our city, but you would think it'd be somewhere down south.
No, when it comes to population, because people move to either Florida or Arizona, and then a lot of people that, guess what, live in Chicago, where do they retire? In the Milwaukee suburbs. And with all that population moving here, Milwaukee is number four in terms of where people choose to retire.
I saw that
nationally
article in the paper the other day. I didn't read it, but I was like surprised. I was like, how are people like around the country saying, well, we're going to retire. Let's pack up and move to Milwaukee. I mean, we love Milwaukee, but I don't see anybody like saying, well, let's go move and live in 20-degree temperatures in March.
What do you mean? It's beautiful this weekend,
well,
summertime?
I hear you have to sell it. I'm here the rest of my life. But, I just don't see people from other places moving to Milwaukee.
Yeah, if I was Craig Kimbrel, I would have worked here for half of what I'm working in Chicago. Come live in Milwaukee? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, yeah.
The Summerfest lineup?
Yes.
You kidding me, man?
Summerfest. Hey, State Fair. State Fair's coming up.
All State Fair's coming up.
Polish Fest is this weekend.
We got an IKEA now.
There's Best Buys going up all over the place.
No way.
Yes.
Where's there a new Best Buy?
Well, there's one out in Menominee Falls. There's
a new one?
No, I'm just saying. There's one that closed in Fond du Lac, which should never have been put there to begin with. Whoever thought about putting a Best Buy in Fond du Lac, like that was not good. That was doomed for failure. That was a bad business move. I feel like there's Best Buys everywhere. In the medium cities in our state.
I feel like more Best Buys are closing than they are opening.
Well, that's the only one I know that's closing or closed. The one in Fond du Lac.
Either way, Milwaukee's a great town.
It is a great town.
799-1250, and we've got a pretty good baseball team, which I am constantly looking to improve. It feels like a lot of people are saying, nah, we got a good squad. Let's just see what happens.
Well, I think if the trading deadline rolls around and there's no moves, there'll be some problems. I think you'll get more reaction, but I think we're a long way away from the trading deadline, but we got to start thinking about it.
414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
I think we like the group of guys that we have. I think we're talented up and down the lineup, and it's just about going out and executing it and doing it. You know, baseball's a tough game. We go through great stretches, tough stretches, and I think we got enough guys in there that we can kind of weather that one.
Well, Christian Yelich is good. He's good with the team, so I guess we could be as well. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We'll talk some NBA Finals coming up. Kevin Durant, questionable. It's questionable if I believe that or not. We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. Also, a way for you guys to win Summerfest tickets today. We'll keep you updated. 414-799-1250. As we're talking about where improvements can be made on this Brewers team, I was upset because they did not sign Craig Kimbrell or Dallas Keuchel. And the reason is you had two guys out there that all it was going to cost you was money. Now, when you go and make a trade at the trade deadline, you're going to have to pay whatever salary you bring over, but it's also going to cost you prospects to make that acquisition. JRH3 on Twitter. I'm getting through to him at least. Bart, you're 100% correct. $13 million for Keuchel and $15 for Kimbrell. It's a no-brainer. Stupid play for the crew. You had less than $30 million for 1 year to play for a championship. I'm sick of the Journal Sentinel saying there is no budget. Well, it's BS.
Well, okay, we don't know what the budget is.
Well, the Journal Sentinel seems to.
Well, then I, if there's a budget with this team, okay, I would think that Mark Antanas, if there's no budget, then he'd be good. But there's only a certain amount of money he's going to spend. And, you know, it's easy for us to throw on $30 million of somebody else's money. And you know, who knows that if those two guys are going to win a pennant for the Brewers. There's no guarantee in that. I mean, there's nothing close to that that says, well, if they signed Keuchel and Kimbrell, that they're going to win the pennant. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, man. Let's give them some time. Let's give them some time here before they start bolstering things. And they're still 10 games over the 500 mark. How about some of these guys playing better on this team? That's where you should be upset about.
414-799-1250, 799-1250. Ray says, I'd like to see a couple of spots of low production in the infield get improved.
There we go.
One World tweets in, not a damn thing to improve. Baseball is cyclical. Even if Jesus is struggling now, we've all seen what he's capable of. It's baseball, and that's what David Stearns is banking on, that these guys, they're hoping they figure it out.
But they have no choice with Aguilar right now.
But is there anything that Aguilar has done in 2019 to make you think he's going to turn it around?
No, but I mean, at this point, you have no choice but to give him time. You're not going to, I mean, what's your alternative plan at first base? But this
put
is going
Shaw there and bring up Hira.
Okay. But Shaw's struggling too. Shaw's struggling too. I mean, I think that might be your next option.
Put Thames there.
He's not doing too well. I mean, he's not terrible. I mean, he's a little bit better than Aguilar, but both of those guys, their production on the first base is terrible.
Let's go to Artie, who's in Cudahy, 799-1250. What's up, Artie?
Hey, Artie.
Hey, guys. A couple of quick thoughts for you and then a question. Obviously, like, I'm definitely a believer in Stearns. I agree, Chuck. I'd like to see current improvements from the roster and see if we can get better there first by the time it comes time to make decisions. Like, look at Gamble. I mean, I knew nothing about him as a baseball player, and now I think he's a hell of a baseball player, and I think he's a pivotal part of the team. The big thing that I wanted to comment on and then get your opinion was, like, you look at the Cubs, they have Rizzo, Baez, Bryant. That's kind of like the foundation of their group. I mean, obviously, Yelich is a foundational player for the future. Like, if we were to have a really bad season next year, I don't think we'd part with Christian Yelich. So, like, who do you think are, like, the three guys for us outside of Yelich that are, like, foundational going forward? Because you have to know that, because you can't part with Hira if you feel like he's a foundation going forward.
Thanks, Josh Hader definitely is one of them.
Yep.
And Yelich is another one.
No, the thing with the Brewers and that comparing the Rizzo, Bryant, Baez thing, mm-hmm. is the Brewers, when Stearns took over, they had their foundational guys are like, it's like Lucas Hersig and Corey Ray and Troy Stokes and Keston Hira. But what the Brewers did is they said, instead of waiting for that, just like when it was Braun and Fielder and Weeks and Hart, they let that materialize and they let them grow and get into the big league level.
And how'd that work?
Well, with Stern, they got to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, not multiple
Stern
times,
said, "Hey, I'm gonna put another group in here. I'm gonna look at this group we have now, and then I see the group coming up, but I'm gonna put another group in here. I'm gonna get a Lorenzo Cain. I'm gonna go get Christian Yelich. I'm gonna go get some of these guys, even Travis Shaw and some of those guys." So what he did was he kind of squeezed in another group like that. That generational group, I think they might be in the minors right now. And then right now you've got a team that's contending and still can contend for a couple of years.
Yeah, he never said he was going to build this team through all young guys. I think people, including guys on this radio station, thought, okay, this guy's going to play first base, this guy's going to play second base. They were going to go all farmhands and go that route. No, of course he was going to somehow get some veterans on this team, and he did. And he does. And a big part of this team, Mustakas. You know, Yelich is, I mean, not a veteran, but, I mean, he got it through a trade, gave up some prospects, and obviously he's one of the best players in baseball. So I think with this team, I mean, you look at it, and, yeah, I mean, they're contending. They're a good baseball team, but they can get a lot better if some of those players start playing a little better, too.
414-799-1250, Len Waukesha. What's up, Len? Welcome to the program, everybody.
Hi, Len.
Yeah, Bart, I agree with you. I would have loved to see Keuchel or Kimbrel, and probably Kimbrel more than Keuchel, because the Brewers do it with bullpen anyhow. And I would be upset, except I've learned that David Stearns is talking, and he's got irons in the fire all over. Mm-hmm. The guys we're not even thinking about, and I would look at the Seattle team, because he does a lot of trades with that team, and they're out of it. But he'll come up with something. But I think it's going to be more than one reliever, because that relief corps we've got is not. If you didn't have Hader in there, you would have a below average bullpen, because Jeremy Jeffers, as much as I like him and he's pitching better, if he was an A plus last year, he's like a B plus this year. He's better than he was. He's getting stronger, but he's still not to where he was 2 years ago. He looks so much better because the rest of those guys are slugs. I think they're going to get at least two relievers, and a hitting upgrade is going to be Keston Hira. He's proved he can hit at the major league level. He hits under pressure, hits against good pitchers. I mean, he hit the comeback home run against that guy from Pittsburgh that hadn't blown a save. That's a good pitcher that he hit that off of. So I think it's just a little early for Stearns. He's got something going, and he will improve this team. It's not going to stand like it is.
Yeah, I mean, if they would have went out and traded for Quintana, who's with the Cubs, I mean, they would be less prospects right now. But, I mean, has Quintana been great with the Cubs? Sure, he's been okay. He's been about a 500 pitcher this year. But would it have been worth giving up all those draft picks for him? Would he have made the Brewers that much better? Would the Brewers been that much better off if they would have got Quintana?
Well, again, it depends what the trade was for. If it was for Hira, no, I never wanted to trade Hira.
But, I mean, look at the White Sox. They gave up, they got a ton for Quintana in that trade.
Oh, yeah.
They got a ton. I mean, the Brewers would have had to give up a lot of too, so they would have had less ammunition for a guy who's been basically about a 500 pitcher.
Hira, since he got sent down, 2-for-4, 2-for-5, 2-for-4, 1-for-4, has a homer.
Yeah.
3 RBIs, is still striking out when he gets out. That was one of the things that the Brewers said he needs to work on. Somebody tweeted in here, Kale, if we made a trade that guaranteed a World Series, but you had to get rid of Hira, would you do it? If we won the World Series,
Of course you would.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd get rid of Yelich if it guaranteed a World Series.
I mean, of course. I mean, you guarantee it, but you don't, obviously you don't know that.
Greg says, Chuck keeps saying, but Shaw is struggling also. Why move Shaw to first and bring up Hira? Well, Chuck, I don't know if you know this, but you move Shaw to first and put Hira at second. That only leaves the first base position struggling, not both.
But then you got two roster spots with Aguilar and Thames. You have to do something with one or both of those guys.
Well, yeah, the Brewers probably do, but they don't want to.
They'd have to DFA. I mean, yeah, that seems logical moving.
Hayes is going to be on this team the whole year. They don't want to give up on him.
No. I think both guys, too. will be on this team. But those are then you have three first basemen on the roster.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, where today is Monday. And after 11 o'clock, you can get a free slice of pie. It's Pie Society Monday at Perkins. They do it every Monday after 11 o'clock. When you get a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they will then come to you and present you with a slice of pie. They will say, what kind of pie do you want? And you'll say, oh, no, that's okay. I don't need dessert today. And they'll say, it's a free slice of pie. And then you'll think about it, and you'll still, even though it's free, you'll say, ah, geez, I'm a little full. And then they'll say, let me just bring you a slice of pie. What would you like to try? And you'll say, okay, I'll have, what do you like? I like apple. You a key lime guy, Frames? What kind of pie do you like?
Oh, I mean, it all's good. I mean, like apple pie? Yeah. How about warm it up and get a little side of ice cream on the side?
Okay, sure. So then they'll bring that to you. And then you say, I'm too full to eat it. And then you'll take it home.
Well, I'd say, hey, how about another round of the pie?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times I say no to the pie, and then they bring me the pie. And then I say, I am not hungry. And then I take it home, and then I eat it right away. But it's free, and that's what happens at Perkins on Mondays. It's Pie Society Monday after 11 o'clock. Get your meal, get your free dessert every Monday at Perkins. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Frames is going to be able to buy a lot of desserts if the Warriors lose tonight with some of the bets he made with Horvat and I, as this series has gotten away from Golden State quickly. Is the Savior returning tonight? We'll discuss next on the
53 was the last time, you know, they've had a chance to... You know, I don't know, was the Montreal Expos still, you know, they had two teams at the time, but, you know, they had a team to celebrate across the country. I understand where they're coming from. We want them to be excited. We want them to be happy. We want them to be, you know, energetic. But, you know, we still got work to do.
That was Kyle Lowry spitting nothing but lies at the podium. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvat talking some NBA Finals. Hey, Lowry, there's been more. Okay, first of all, the Expos, that was a strike-shortened season, so they didn't win anything. Then you've had Toronto FC, hello, Major League Soccer champions. Also, hey, you've got a winner in the Grey Cup every year, so Canada's plenty to celebrate, Kyle Lowry. Canada doesn't need you. Raptors up 3-1.
Well, they have a Grey Cup, but it's all, there's going to be a Canadian winner of the Grey Cup every year because it's all Canadian.
That's true. And Canadian Football League, tons of points. Just
should be a United States team in the Canadian League. Hey, we could, they got a team in our NBA.
First of all, that was what I was alluding to, that it was kind of a joke, I guess.
I got it.
There used to be American teams in the CFL.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, American teams would just, so it'd be like the San Francisco Bulldogs. I don't remember this. I don't remember this either.
It was in the 90s.
I never really got
into it. Jeez, I don't remember that.
Remember NFL Europe? Like, you'd watch it and Jeff Garcia would be
Saturday mornings?
Yeah. I could only get into
the
NFL.
They test out the announcers, too.
And, like, I love college football so much that I wake up at, you know, 9 a.m. I watch all the pregame, then I go to bed at 1 a.m., and then I wake up all Sunday. But that's the only football I could do, man.
There was, like, 2 years where they tried to do it. The Sacramento Gold Miners, the Shreveport Pirates, the Las Vegas Posse, the Baltimore Stallions, the Birmingham Barracudas, and the Memphis Mad Dogs.
So they took teams from the South to put in Canada.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it lasted like a year or two.
Yeah. Well, geez, that had success written all over it.
Yeah, so.
I just can't do it. Everybody's like, you know, football's football. I disagree.
No.
I watch high school football. I watch
college
football.
Didn't you like the AAF?
No. There's two footballs, the NFL and college football.
What about the XFL? Manziel wants to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
Yeah. He's done with himself, I think, too.
Right. He lasts 4 weeks, and then he goes through his demons. I don't feel bad for the dude. He's been a millionaire since he was born.
So
either way, this could be the night tonight, Chuck, that Canada's been waiting for a long time, an NBA championship, as the Raptors are up 3-1. Golden State, the biggest underdog they've been since they were down 3-1. To the Thunder all those years ago. So remember, Golden State has come back from 3-1 before, and then they did go ahead and lose 3-1. To the Cavs that year, down 3-1. So 3-1's not an improbability. I think what we're finding out, though, is that if there's any chance that the Warriors win the series, they are going to need Kevin Durant, who now is questionable tonight. And there was a lot of people dissecting the video of him walking to the plane with, like, three meals. He was walking to the plane yesterday to go fly to Toronto. And everyone's like, is he walking okay? Is he stunted a little bit? Or so the word is questionable. I guess if I was a betting man, which we are, I would almost feel like he doesn't play tonight. Do you think there's any chance he plays?
The year the Warriors lost to the Cavs, the Cavs were down 3-1, right?
But the Warriors were down 3-1 to the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals.
And came back
and then the Warriors went up 3-1. Yeah.
I think this could be some little gamesmanship on their part. But, I mean, they did practice. But, I mean, they expect the guy who's been limping around like Kevin is, KD, is to come out there and give them 35 points. That's a big ask, I think, for Warrior fans or people who got money on the Warriors to expect them to come back and win. I just think Toronto smells these last two games at Golden State. I think they've smelled blood in the water, and they've gone after it. They're a team that just can't be denied. Anytime the Warriors made a run on Friday night, man, Toronto had a run right back. They just had an answer for everything. An answer for everything. Kawhi Leonard should be the MVP of the league.
The scariest thing about Toronto is, so after every series, like, they're just more focused. They show the camera, everybody's walking back to the locker room. You guys have probably saw this, and everybody is Kawhi Leonard now. They're all robots. Kyle Lowry doesn't smile. Ibaka doesn't smile. Gasol, nobody high fives. Mm-hmm. They don't celebrate. And the craziest thing, and Chuck, I know as a former coach, assistant coach, you probably noticed this.
State champion.
Yeah. The last three games. Yeah, yeah. So the Warriors.
Not to the fact that I've been around NBA basketball forever in my life.
Well, that too. But if you notice, like, the Warriors, everything is so quick and fast paced still. And Toronto, especially in the third and fourth quarter, what they did in the third quarter is they did what the Warriors do to every team. They third quartered the Warriors, like with the death lineup. They came out there and just blew them out, but they just run their stuff. Like, even if the Warriors go on a little bit of a run, like a 6-0, 7-0 run, Toronto just comes back down the floor. They run their offense. You know, the ball movement right now is so crisp. And then the last guy that you would expect to knock down a jumper knocks down a jumper, like whether it's Danny Green or Van Fleet. It's just, they're so calm.
Gasol's not missing.
Yeah, I mean, they're unflappable.
They're stone-faced killers right now.
In the lane, Ibaka's been a killer in the lane. I mean, they're unflappable. I mean, Toronto is just, they see a chance to win an NBA championship here, and they're saying, this is our year. We're not going to be denied right here.
You made the perfect comparison. They are that Detroit team that upset the Lakers, and they beat them 4-1, and mm-hmm. they were the biggest underdogs in finals history. And you go back to that series, and I remember it was like game 3, and the Lakers only scored 69 points. And I look at like the storylines, and it's pretty much the same thing, because that Lakers team was far more talented, and we didn't know it at the time, but Shaq and Kobe, that's when they were breaking up, and they couldn't stand each other. Now we're getting all these inside reports in the Warriors locker room that Durant's teammates are confused right now, because they're like, okay, we thought he was going to come back. Is this injury worse? I mean, that was the report that Kurt Hyland had, The Athletic had it, and had talked about it, that sources are like, man, they're kind of frustrated with Durant right now. They want to know if he's coming back. And so I want to know what's going on in the locker room. Like, that's where I don't know if Durant wants to come back, because we know that his ego, he's got a big ego, right? And there's the stories about him going on social media and making the burner accounts, so he does care about his legacy. So does he want to come back down 3-1? Because if he's not 100%, mm-hmm. he's not going to be able to lead them to four straight wins.
But obviously if he does.
So then people are going to, like, that's NBA Twitter for you. And, like, that's, like, the critics now. Like, even Michael Jordan and LeBron James have changed mm-hmm. the way the basketball's looked at. If you don't win a title, you're frowned upon. Even if you were injured, like, oh,
that's
he wasn't good
KD
enough.
That's why KD left in the first place. Right. Yeah. He didn't have any titles.
But I'll tell you, if Toronto, even if KD comes back, Toronto's not going to be denied.
Or does his ego.
I can't see them losing 3 in a row. That team is just on a mission.
And that's what I'm saying, though. If Durant leads them back from down 3-1, then he could say, look, I'm out of here, and I told you they needed me. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, we were like, they never needed Durant. Look at Steph Curry's record in the playoffs and in the regular season without Durant. Now we're finding out you need Durant because, like I said, you're not winning a championship with Kyrie Irving as your best player or even Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. You did it once, but you're not doing it again. It's a wings world. You need LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, somebody that could get you those buckets because – like, look at everybody's focused in on Kawhi, and that's why guys are able to knock down jumpers. You're like, how is Kyle Lowry open in the fourth quarter, or Van Fleet, or any of these guys? They've been hitting shots for the entire series, and they're still wide open. Well, that's what's frustrating.
Their ball movement has been great, too.
And the Warriors are awful defensively. We've been ignoring that for years.
Well, but it's killing them in the postseason. That's what I told Bart when Toronto won on Wednesday night. I said, man, the Raptors, they're just picking apart that Warrior defense right there.
They are.
And I think the same thing tonight. I mean, I don't see Golden State winning with or without Kevin Durant, winning 3 in a row.
I want to know how you get to the point as a fan, and I'm gonna look at you, Chuck Freeman, here for some advice, because everything the Raptors are doing is making me upset. Like, the Raptors are so calm and collected, not just mm-hmm. after the game,
during the game.
Yeah. It's like I've never seen a team that doesn't let anything bother them. Nick Nurse, I'm going to have to live in a world where Nick Nurse is the best coach in the NBA.
Well, look at that run. I mean, the Warriors made a run, and that place at Oracle is on fire on Friday night, man. And yet, Toronto runs their offense, boom, come back, drain the shot clock, get a good shot by Ibaka in the lane, and a three-point play.
I have such a hard time when things that I don't want to happen. I have a very hard time dealing with it in sports, and it's not just when my teams lose. It's when the teams that I don't want to win. And yes, I am rooting for Golden State, not only because we both bet you, and I want you to be wrong about Toronto.
I'm about to pay off my Giannis MVP bet.
right.
With this series with you guys.
I know, and that's a huge mistake by me. But not only for that reason, but Toronto's the team that beat the Bucks. Yeah. And the more that I watch this, like, I can go back and forth with a bunch of people all the time. I still believe that the Bucks were the better team mm-hmm. in that series. And yes, the results say Toronto, but I think the Bucks still, as well and good as Toronto is, and Toronto is great. This is a great team. They are going to go down in history, whether Kawhi leaves or not, mm-hmm. as a truly special team, and they're going to be regarded with all the greats for a long, long time. And the Bucks still, if they just tweak this here, they could have beat them, and they had this opportunity to win the NBA championship. So every time I see Toronto win, every time I see Van Vliet make a shot, I think of the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people say they've gotten over that, but I haven't. I'm still at the denial phase. This should be the Milwaukee Bucks. We should have a game 5 in Milwaukee tonight. Instead, you know, what am I doing? I'm arguing about Craig Kimbrell, who probably never even entertained the thought of coming here in the first place. We should be talking
Russell
about game
Westbrook.
5. We could be talking about Russell Westbrook. We could be talking about whatever, but we're talking about the Raptors, and it's, yes, I am rooting for Golden State, but I am way more rooting against Toronto than I am Golden State, because I don't want this to be the narrative in history. When you look back at the Kawhi year, because he'll probably leave, and it'll be known as the Kawhi year.
Mm-hmm.
What did Toronto do to get there? Well, they had that unbelievable shot against the Sixers, and then mm-hmm. they were down 2-0 to the Bucks, mm-hmm. and they came back. And that's going to be a part of the NBA legacy and the lore, and that just beats me up to my core.
But you know what, though? Don't blame the Raptors. That's on us. In this, as an organization, well, I say us, the Bucks.
But if the Raptors lose, then the Bucks' failure is like forgotten about in history. It's like a footnote. If the Raptors win this series, it's a part of this incredible story. Mm-hmm. When they make the movie on Kawhi Leonard, there will be a scene where they're down 2-0, and they interview him in the locker room, and they say, "Where do you go from here, Kawhi?" And he says, "Game 3 in Toronto." And then the Bucks managed to win 4 straight, or the Raptors managed to win 4 straight, and things were so weird that Jeremy Lin was on a Milwaukee sports radio show, and then Drake became a storyline. And for some reason, I saw Drake's Instagram. Drake is the least humble. I hate Drake so much.
Here's the deal with Toronto.
Yeah.
I think this is a one-year thing with them. Boy, Bart.
Don't say that, though.
What's that?
Because the reports are that Kawhi's staying.
Yeah, you know what? The Raptors aren't going to go on some dynasty here like Golden State has.
If Kawhi stays?
I don't think.
You think he's out?
I think he's probably out of the Los
Angeles.
Listen
to this. Kawhi stays. Siakam, you've got. Lowry, they're more focused than ever because they don't want last year to be a fluke. Yeah. Then guess who returns for his final year? Vince Carter's back.
Damon Stoudemire.
Suddenly healthy again.
Doug Christie, Marcus Camby.
Back point guard, yes.
DeMar DeRozan's there for 82 games.
Dwayne Casey's
coming
back.
He's got to pay to get a ticket.
Zan Tabaka or whatever that big Croatian dude's name was.
Are we going to have a bet on tonight's game? Now, somebody stopped me at the game. Well, you, Bart, no. But, I mean, somebody said to me at the game yesterday. And they said this. You know, your sidekick. And I said, sidekick? I said, your producer. He said, "Why you keep suckering him into these bets?" No. He met Thor Horvat. Then he didn't know your name. I said, "Oh, Horvy?" He goes, "Yeah, that guy." He said, "You keep toward the end of the show, you keep taking money from him." I said, "Well, I haven't taken any money from him yet." I just said, "That's, last two games I have." So tonight, Golden State, what is it? Toronto's a 2-point favorite.
I have a good story to tell you guys about this at some point of the show today, about me watching this Warriors game on Saturday night. And my wife, I think, is a little worried about me. I've never been shocked in professional sports. Nothing has ever shocked me.
Well, you bet me on the money. You bet me on the money line on Friday night.
I saw Virginia lose to a 16 seed.
Plus
and I was
300.
Like, knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But the Warriors going down 3-1 to the Raptors at Oracle Arena in possibly the last game ever played. I never saw that coming.
But it's not the same Golden State.
It was
team.
Like a gut punch. And I wasn't only. I didn't only have a couple bucks with Chuck. I mean, this guy I know that I. You know, that I'm in cahoots with. He had a lot of money on the line.
So, but I mean,
so I was really worried about my buddy.
But it's not the same Golden State team, though, Harvey. It's just, they're injured.
Still, man, it's
riddled.
The NBA, and
I think you just can't put a Raptor, you can't put a Warrior jersey on these guys and expect an NBA championship.
The one thing I agree with Drake is he was like, we're a college team when he was all excited, and that was this, we're a college. And I'm like, this is the guy that everybody's afraid of in the rap game.
They don't even know how good we are.
Yeah, I agree, man, because, like, okay, so
Drake was right.
A stupid foul gets called, right? And they all huddled together. They are a college team. You know, the going gets tough.
How are the Warriors not getting the whistle at home,
and that's the other thing. Why are the Warriors not getting any whistles? They're not getting championship whistles. Like, yeah, but Toronto's getting every call.
But yeah, Toronto.
The fix is in. I never believed it until this series.
Toronto's a better team right now. I mean, just Toronto. I mean, that's
they
what
are.
You have to face.
Well, they're playing
not because
eight,
of the whistles.
They're playing 8-on-5 rings.
The Warriors, man, I get it. You know, you bring over DeMarcus Cousins. You bring over Kevin Durant because you're building the best roster ever. But when you do things like that, your bench suffers. So then if you do have an injury or two in the playoffs, man, and you have to rely on man, look at that bench. When Jurebko gets any minutes in the playoffs, you're screwed.
And
when he starts shooting the ball,
Andrew Bogut's on there with two bandaged up knees.
Right.
Okay. McKinney's a nice player, but I mean, you're talking about, is he a championship level player at this point of his career?
Greg tweets in all caps, don't gloss over how Chuck said Kawhi should be the league MVP.
You're right.
Hey, remember when I said Kawhi was the best player in the NBA and you guys all laughed at me?
No, I put
on Twitter, who would you rather start a franchise with? The question was Steph Curry or Kawhi Leonard? 75% of people said that they would rather start their franchise with Steph Curry.
Well, let me tell
you
something.
Redo that.
I came back, Horvat, and I said last week, I said Horvey had something there with Kawhi Leonard. Now let me say, I've said all along, if you could take the postseason into the MVP voting, Kawhi Leonard should be MVP.
Oh, he'd win it unanimously.
Now he'd win it. Of course he would. Yeah, so
Giannis is going to win MVP, and it's going to be like, great.
Kawhi's
the best player in the league.
Yeah, Kawhi's the best player in the league, but
would you make any changes to the NBA regular season because of how the playoffs are like shaping out? Like, should anything change? Because we're completely wrong about everything once again.
About what? Well, the Warriors are struggling because of hurt. I think if the Warriors were 100%, if they have Durant.
People were saying, I'm not afraid of Toronto. I'm more afraid of Philadelphia.
Yeah, well.
And now the Raptors are a game away from winning.
Because Toronto is playing unbelievable.
We thought no way the Warriors would ever lose.
Toronto's playing their best basketball. I mean, you know what? 58 wins. I think we just kind of took that for granted.
Imagine being Houston watching this.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Yeah. I'm Bart. That's Chuck.
Toronto's
Ryan Horvat. One of our friends of the fan is going to join us in studio next.
That's
a surprise appearance.
Oh, my God. Schmitty again?
I saw him walking around the hallway.
Otherwise, Schmitty meets the Big Show?
He's here.
Meets us?
He's here, so let's talk some Brewers with him.
Okay.
It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.